Back to you, Chopper, go ahead. Back to you, Chopper. Thank you very much. We will get the full particulars when you land. Over. Good. Thanks, Chopper. He burned up round here.
Well, the trouble is we found the other one by there running campfire, but what a job to find it. We've been to about a half a dozen
That is pretty good going, because I see there are a lot we can see even from here. Yeah, it's a really dry, burning season now.
Yeah, it'll make for nice flying, because you've got better old lights and we're flying already in storms all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Can you see our lights clearly yet?
Yeah, we're already doing it. Just make sure there's enough better lighting on top of the fire
again. You're going to give us a flash, or we're going to give you one?
Just give us one. I'm going off to a truck now, giving you your lights instead. I'll just have a look at the picture of the flash and we'll know.
Roger, flashing now.
This is Michael Bitt at Lone Tree Pan. We're waiting for a helicopter to come back. He's on a trip out there to send fuel and water to the search party. And we are now flashing on that so that he can locate us.
Keep flashing. Roger, we'll go on with. Yes, he says it sees him flashing. He's coming towards us.
I was going to put the
drum gate on. Yeah, the bloody key. Yeah, I know. That's what I thought of. Right, we'll keep on flashing, Will.
Okay. I'll go and put my flashers on.
As I said, we're waiting for this helicopter to come back from the mobile unit that's on the ground searching for the last two survivors of this aircraft.
Roger, roger. Can you see lights?
I can only see his...
Can you see the light turning?
Not yet.
Red light.
Can you see it?
He's red light on me, I can.
You can? Yeah, we see it now, see it now.
I'm telling him it's a red light. The
red light.
We can last one down here, that first truck, the radio truck. Same as Mr. Bradley's doing here. Very good, thank you very much. We will keep flashing in the meantime. Is that Roger? Roger, keep them burning, leave them on there. Keep the wrong vehicle. You can stop.
How many vehicles have you got out there altogether then?
Two police, isn't it? Two police and two private vehicles are out on the ground search at present.
And they split into how many groups?
Two groups. There's also a third group which has left Khansi. I don't know how many vehicles. There are Mr. Dick Eaton, the surveyor chap who farms at Khansi. He
is the Khansi Farmers Association.
Chairman of the Khansi Farmers.
The Khansi District Council.
And council, district council as well. He has gone out leading a party down the Okwa Valley, I believe. Yes, I can see you. You are coming in on the same bearing roughly as before. You are heading for us. Over. Do you want ours off yet? Over. Right, we will flash them now. Peter's just flashing.
I can only see this flashing indicator.
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
If I put things off.
Can you see the flashing indicator on one of the trucks here? Over.
It's not on yet.
Roger. Can you see them? Have you picked them up yet? Over.
Just put them off for a while.
Off.
All your lights for a while.
Put off all the lights. Timo de Pornichotle. Tabernacle. I think we stick to the one truck then. After that. You're here.
Yeah.
Timo de Pornichotle. Quickly. Put the Bedford lights off. Roger.
Up and down, you're all up now.
Can you, now they're all out. We will put one on. Watch for it. We see your red light. Roger. He gets and he sees a flashing light too. Roger. Thank you.
That is us
flashing our light now, the main light. Over. Thank you very much. Over. There's something over there. Some other light. Yeah. Probably these people are talking. Yeah, leave that. He sees that. We can hear you now, we can hear you quite clearly. Over.
Yeah, you also can be very loud and clear now. There's light I see towards the road, there's a vehicle on the road from Hunting.
Ah, well, thank you very much. Over.
Okay, we just want to have one last look around for any sign of anything that might be some other people.
Thank you, we're standing by. Indicate.
I've got my back towards you at this stage. There's a campfire again here, but I think it's in the way. The Land Rover should bypass it. I think it's where the other people are probably camping. But I think the Land Rover's going to come past it.
Good. He's turned away to the road. That's what he saw over there. Roger. Keep looking. Here we go. Roger, do you want us to keep this big light on?
No, it's all right now. We see you probably just as well. Now we'll be in there within a couple of minutes.
Good, we're standing by. The scarf's ready.
Thanks.
I don't want it on yet. I think put them on anyway. Do you want the side lights on this big truck that we've got here? The side, just the side lights. Over.
Yeah, well, that will be more than sufficient.
Yes. Have you put them on? Well, I haven't seen any. What?
I can hear them now.
Yeah. The side lights on the big truck, which is nearest to the landing strip here, they don't work, so don't land on top of it. There's only a tail light showing. Over. Roger. Approaching us rapidly.
Tell him when he's lumped the runway.
Yeah.
The actual parachute.
Uh-huh.
The helicopter's now coming in. You can see it's got its landing light on, which is a very, very strong light underneath and to the front. And he's now heading in, and we're hoping he won't land on the.
You are now direct on us. You are now shining it in our faces. Do you see us? Over.
This is the helicopter now coming in. You probably make it just a test run right over us.
Right there. Oh, that's right. They've got two flat wheels, they've fixed one. One lander was on his way, yeah?
Yeah,
it's coming good. Good little bit from us,
huh? It's what?
Landover.
It's broken.
Yeah.
Is it on the road?
Yeah, it's on a track. It's not on the road, it's on a track.
So if you're staying there tonight, and we can
yeah, we
said in the
you
morning.
Stay there tonight. And we can't find the ones over there. The green, that green porter.
Yeah, we'll
that we'll be here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't time.
So,
you
say...
Something for you.
Probably rush off.
You must probably be interested.
Has that lander ever come in yet?
Passport or less.
No, nobody's coming in.
There's one coming in.
This lander that's coming now, he picked it up on the track. Less Wilkins' passport.
Brilliant, we wouldn't be able to get home otherwise. He'll get home all right, don't worry.
But he picked it up on the track, and now we're not sure if that first... It's a shift flex. Is that shift flex on the right track now? You know, on the track of the people we picked up on.
Yeah.
But we'll confirm in the morning.
Yeah. Actually, I looked at the spurs.
Yeah,
they're shoes.
Of Levy and...
Levy's got boots. Boots,
with patterns
with
on.
With patterns all the way.
On the sole and the...
On the sole and the heel.
Yeah, the sole. Then they've been on the right track.
2 hours.
Yeah. So then this chief track's been on the right track.
The other spot?
Levy and Let's track.
What are they tracks?
They've got with patterns all over.
And the other one's
plain.
So then they...
Well, all except one. Jesus, but they scattered all over the
place. This happened on the 24th of August, a day marked by the successful finding at least two of the people, Josh Levy and Les Wilkins. What we've just heard is the helicopter which has been out there dropping supplies to the search party. We've heard that one of the Land Rovers, you probably heard in the talk there, has two broken wheels and a radiator, and it's boiling and all imaginable troubles. Another Land Rover is on its way back to pick up more fuel, but tomorrow seems to be a crucial day for picking up Des Wilkins and Mr. Kotsia. They didn't have much food with them, so the chances of their survival are, I would say, pretty slim, but seeing the condition of the two survivors there, well, perhaps they can survive for much longer. So August 25th tomorrow, we'll still be here, I'll still be here reporting to you, and we hope we have some news for you.
Go ahead. Roger, Dennis, good morning to you. Do you know what time the couple will be back with you?
No, Sergeant Murphy, I don't, because fuel has gone out in the truck to one of the pans out there, about 20, 30 miles from here, so he won't have to refuel from here if he doesn't want to. All right. Roger, that is correct. He asked for an extension of 10 hours. He's come up to 75 and he wants an extension of 10 hours on his intermediate. Over.
Roger, you can tell him that his flight engineer can authorize extension of 10 hours. And if he comes up to his intermediate, the flight engineer can do that intermediate, but every day, over.
Roger, I will tell him, over.
Roger, have you any progress report for us, over?
Nothing else has come in. I will call you as soon as we have any report. Roger.
Roger, standing by, and I'll pull you up to the tower.
Thank you very much. We are standing listening all the time. Over.
Roger, listening up.
Searching with a negative result. The negative result. Did you get that? Ever? Mr. Eaton has just come in from the Okra where he was searching with his truck and Negative result. Negative result. Over. Mr. Dick Eaton. Mr. Dick Eaton. He searched through the Oklahoma area, and the result was negative. He has just reported into camp now. Over. Roger, did you get that?
Roger,
64 meters turning ball to on 3-1, 3-1. Over.
16, 17, 3-1, 5,
they're not that many down,
ultra,
brother. Good, Tony. The chopper is not yet back. But they went to contact the Vickerman and police party that was blowing the stores of the other men.
No, the position
from here to Okla. How far are we by air from Okla?
From Okla, the road is exactly 50 miles, 25 to Okla.
And by air, roughly?
Almost the same, it's very straight.
Yes. Back to you. The distance between Okla and Lone Tree, where we are now, is approximately 50 miles, either by road or by air. It's a more or less straight
it
road.
May be a bit late,
48. Back to roughly 50 miles. 50 miles. 50 miles. Did you get that? Over.
50 miles from Okla. Is that correct, John?
Yes, correct. 50 miles from Okla to here at Lone Tree. Over.
You are at Lone Tree. You say over.
At Lone Tree Borehole, number one. Over.
Lone Tree Borehole, number one.
Roger, this one, the pilot's there. No, the pilot's in front.
He's missing.
He must have overturned. Great. He would miss us, would he, on a direct flight from Gaborone?
Yes, thank you. It would be that he goes straight to the camp.
Calling Bravo 2, Bravo 2. Do you read, over? Roger, we are now back on Channel 4, maintaining listening watch. If you want us, we are here. Over.
Will you please repeat, Roger?
1678 has now returned to Channel 4, and we are standing by on Channel 4. Over.
Roger, say over.
1678, standing by. Go ahead, over. I have no message for you at present. I have no message. I'm trying to contact the helicopter at Khansi on Channel 3, but so far we don't know. We haven't got through to them yet. Over. Yes, they have been found by the helicopter. Position as yet unknown, but they are dead, both dead, and their bodies have been flown to Khansi in the helicopter. The helicopter is en route to Khansi and has not yet touched down. I am trying to contact Khansi on Channel 3 on a tack set, but haven't done so yet. Over, sir.
Roger, we're standing by.
Roger, sir, we're standing by here, sir. 6-1. Do you read, over?
Thank you, I'm reading yourself.
1678 here. When the helicopter comes in, can you get the pilot to speak to me, please? Get him to speak to me over your radio. I want to speak to him. Over.
The pilot of a helicopter.
That is Roger. That is Roger. We want to speak to him. Over.
Thank you, sir.
Do 1678, standing by, 6-1. You are 5. Go ahead.
Where would you? 1678.
1678, standing by. Go ahead, Bravo 2. Thank you, Bravo 2.
Thank you, sir. That's it, John here. Do we know if the helicopter is coming today to Hansi, Herbert?
Roger, 6-1. The helicopter is en route to Hansi now with the two missing men who are both dead. Disuli, Basuli, really.
Roger, I'll tell him when he arrives. I'll tell him when he arrives.
Roger, 6-1, get hold of some transport, get some transport to meet the helicopter, tell the DC, and ask the pilot to contact me on your set. We are standing by before he comes back. Roger.
Thank you, sir. You said if the pilot is not there, I should call the DC, huh?
No, tell the DC now, and arrange for transport to meet the helicopter. Arrange transport to meet the helicopter at Hansi. Over.
To arrange the transport to meet the helicopter, is that correct?
Roger, roger, that is correct. And then do not forget to tell him I want to speak to the pilot. Over.
Sir, I won't forget.
Yeah, that'll upset young Wilson.
You mean I should ask the DC to arrange for transport, huh?
Yes, please. He must arrange to go down to the landing strip to meet the helicopter with a truck to take the remains away. To take away the remains, please. Over.
Roger, just in by, let me confirm from my station commander. Just in by.
Roger.
Bravo 6-1. 6-1 from Bravo 2, over.
78, standing by, standing by. Standing by here and keeping listening watch. Over. 1678, 1678. Calling Bravo 2, Bravo 2. Do you read, over? Bravo 2, can you contact Mr. Bob Sinclair, please? Can you get him to come on the set, please? Over. Mr. Sinclair of Radio Botswana. Mr. Sinclair of Radio Botswana. Over. Put him on, please, for Mr. Michael Bear.
Okay, standing by, Michael.
Bob, you, I said you've heard the news. What do you expect me to do now? Over.
Listen, get into Hansi as fast as you can. And I've passed a message to Peter to be at the airport with his crew. You get into Hansi as quickly as you can by any means. Get reactions on tape. Gabarone. right, ready to get behind the mic tonight. Over.
Assistant Superintendent, Somerset, you've been here most of the time during the search by the police mobile units, correct?
I came on the Thursday night. I left Gaborone's on Thursday night only. I wasn't in on the initial search. I came when the helicopter came. I brought in the fuel for it and organised its fuel depots en route at Dikumadikai, Muramush, and here at Lone Tree.
Mm-hmm. So what's your reaction to this latest bit of news we've had about the last two survivors being dead?
Well, I had hoped that since we'd found the two, especially the older man, in such good condition, that there might be hope for the two young fellows. But this is the end of it, as far as we are concerned. We will just have to wind up the operation, get our trucks out, our search parties back, and the helicopter will leave as soon as they can get back here and make its way back to Swartkop.
Mm-hmm. From your point of view, has this been a very difficult operation?
Well, the main difficulty has been just getting transport in and out and fuel supplies. Everybody has worked extremely well, and the South African Air Force are 100% in their cooperation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dick Eaton, as a surveyor of this area, you know that Kalahari is probably as good as anybody else.
I don't think so. I know the parts of it reasonably well.
You know this particular area, though, where the search has been going on?
Yes, near the road. Within 20 miles of the road.
Mm-hmm. And you set off yesterday morning with what in mind?
To cut across the spoor if they had taken the bearing which they said they were taking in the note in the aircraft.
Yeah, to cut across.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you, that was a little bit after the event, but you did see signs of freshly lit fires.
Yes. They were small fires, so there must have been at least bushmen in the vicinity, but we couldn't get any spoor, which was strange, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are your feelings about some of these people setting off from the plane?
Well, it's easy to talk after the event, but I think in the Kalahari, I wouldn't set out from a plane if I had any food and anything with moisture in it at the aircraft.
Mm-hmm. And what were your feelings when you heard that the first two people that have been found were still alive and in reasonably good condition?
I was very surprised. Actually, I feel that it must have been very, very good management on their part and quite a good knowledge of Feldcraft.
How long would you have said before this event it would be possible to stay in the Kalahari with, you know, little water or no water and very few provisions?
For someone not knowing the area, I wouldn't think more than 5 days.
So that's
4 or 5 days.
A miracle on its own.
I think so, definitely.
And, of course, your feelings about the other two, the same as everybody else.
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear it.
But, of course, so we must be thankful for the 50% success.
Yes, I think actually we can be very, very thankful.
Let's see. Thank you very much.
But I think that is more because of the cooperation of all the people concerned in the search, which made this possible.
Mr. Eaton, thank you.
Thanks.
Back to you, 6-1. I am unable to tell you the time of arrival yet. We have no direct contact with the helicopter, but it left presumably about 1/4 hour before we called you up. Did you get that? Over.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I've got that. It is hard for you to see, but they might arrive about 1/4 hour. Is that correct, sir?
1/4 hour to 1/2 hour from now, they should be there. They should be there. Over. Between 1/4 hour and 1/2 hour from now, I anticipate they will arrive at Fancy from their approximate position. Over.
Well,
they're just waiting, won't harm
them.
Won't harm them.
You say about 1/4 of an hour. About 1/4 of an hour.
Nothing to do with it.
Look here, I was the one on three, but the one says
6-1, do you read, over? Back to you, Bravo 2. You say 6-1 is standing by. Go ahead, over.
6-1, 6-1, 6-1,
I read you. Strength 5 now. 16-7-8, standing by.
Back to you, sir. We have arrived now. Over.
Can I get hold of the pilot, please? Over. Thank you, I am standing by for him. Over.
Roger, out,
Spenberg. 3-1, this is 1678, standing by. Go ahead, Tony, over.
Using fire, over.
Just stand by now, stand by and remain listening. I am getting the pilot on the air any minute now from Khansi Police Station. Over.
Roger,
78 calling, Searchmaster, Searchmaster, Searchmaster. Do you read, over? Back to you, Searchmaster. The helicopter pilot will be coming on the air from 6-1 any minute now. Please stand by and you can ask him anything you wish. I will call him up and then you can speak to him. Over.
Uncle Albert, the suspense is killing.
To 3-1, I'll read you strength 5, go ahead. Nothing, Tony, nothing. The station commander, Khansi, has gone down to the landing strip to get the pilot to come up to speak to me on the radio. If you just stand by, he should be there any time now. Did you get that? Over.
Yes, I got that, over.
Another thing, listen to Radio Botswana this evening and 6 and 9. And see what comes on. There's quite a bit been taped here. And tell Jill, over.
Roger,
over. Go ahead, Tony, over.
I understand for your interest that some reporter was asking if he could hire a car and
donkey,
over.
We can lend him a donkey or a riding ox, over.
Get your donkey on, over.
Yes, we'll go. That's where we're staying. All the rooms are taken. Over. What is the position now? I understand these two chaps were found dead by you. Is that correct? Over.
Yeah, well, I've brought them here. I took charge of them here. The police took charge of them here. We're just having lunch now. We're coming back to... We'll be with you people in a couple of minutes' time. We're just ready to take off now, in fact.
Back to you. What position were they found? Over.
Well, heck, it's very difficult to tell you, but... And our left section, I can't explain to you over the left section draw, we show you more or less on the map. I've always worked out whereabouts that we found and I'll show you, but it's roughly 30 miles from the aircraft on the heading of about 220 around there.
Thank you, Wes, thank you very much. And they were definitely dead when you found them, is that correct?
I think you say that they are dead, yes, they were dead.
Roger, the commissioner wanted me to confirm that they were before he released that at all. Okay, on the way back, are you, or have you already been able to contact any of our ground patrols to recall them? Over.
Yes, everybody knows it has been recalled. Everybody has been recalled. No one is out of search anymore.
Back to you. That includes both civilian trucks and both police parties. Over.
Yes, that is affirmative. The whole lot of them will get the message sometime down. Because I see all the police trucks, but either way, the whole lot of them, those, we sent back some this morning, and those weren't sent back this morning, which I told this afternoon.
Standing by here. Back to 6-1. 6-1, what is the
name
of? Yes, McCutley. What is the position about Mr. McCutley? Have you told him as well, and has his vehicle that is broken down been fixed up? Over. And can he bring
us well, we got hold of him this morning. We fixed him up and told him he didn't carry on with the search. He can return, so he was returning in any case. We got hold of the Remke party. Told them that they are on the wrong track, they can return too. The Johanna Land Rover and the heavy duty vehicle we left, what's his name? Bartley, hey?
Badubi.
Bradley with the other vehicle, he's returning with that. And at our viewing point, I left a message there for the big truck when he returns that he can also go home. And then, of course, Bickerman and those who found it, they know about it, so they also return. So everybody has got the message.
Back to you. Can you bring the spare part for this Land Rover from the light plane that came up? It'll be quicker than waiting for the truck to bring it for us. Over.
Well, yes, I don't know what spares you want. I've got a couple of spare tyres here. So I said I could take two on board. I've got room for two, and we're bringing that down.
Roger, and the small box with the plug in, the thermostat plug, that's more interesting. Over.
Yeah, okay, I'll find out if that's here, and I'll check up on that, Des. Otherwise, there's nothing else here that I know of.
Back to you, Wes. When we expect you? What time will you be here? Over.
Probably about 3:30 I should pitch up there. Around 3:30 because we're going to take off any minute now and then we'll be turning.
Roger, thanks, Wes. Over and standing by.
6278, just stand by altitude. Relay, please. Bravo 6161 for Bravo 2, over.
Yeah. Relay from whom, sir?
Army 6161 from Bravo 2, over. Just stand by.
Yes.
That's
you. I'm on the plane.
Put the pilot on again,
repeat. He never gets
anything. 6-1 from Bravo Papa. Will you put the pilot back on the air? Ask the pilot to come back to the microphone, please, for
Bravo 2.
Bravo 2, over.
Bravo Papa, would you ask the pilot whether the doctor has seen the bodies and what the cause of death was, please, over to you?
Right, so we'll do that if we can get these. We're trying to recall him to the set now, then. 6-1 from Bravo Papa, over.
Back to you, sir. Back to you, sir.
Can you get the pilot back a moment, please, over?
I'll repeat the last transmission, over.
Can you get the pilot again? We want to speak to the pilot again, please, over.
Hold it up, then, please.
Can you tell us whether the doctor has seen the bodies, and if he can confirm
cause of death?
Cause of death and approximately how long they've been dead, over. Bravo 2, can you ask him, please, over?
Bravo 6161 from Bravo 2, do you read us, over? Yeah, reading you about strength 2, go ahead.
The commissioner is here, he wants to
examined these two bodies and didn't say what actually the health was.
Cause of death.
Cause of death, or
examining them at that stage, but we do not know what the cause of death is as yet. But the doctor is busy at this stage. I haven't seen anyone since I've landed here in connection with this matter.
Roger, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Bravo 6-1,
this is Station Master. Yeah, Station Master.
Standing by, go ahead, 3-1.
Roger, we'll wait for Special Manfred's contact about 1600 hours if we can, and we'll come up again then. Bravo Papa wants us to have a listening watch of us.
Let me confirm with Bravo Papa.
Do you want him?
Mr. Shah.
Mr. Shah.
Mr. Shah.
Mr. Shah.
Mr. Shah.
I'm going to go to the hospital.